Obviously, Allah Ta'ala is not like us. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah doesn't have a physical body like us. But this is a dream Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has seen. His grandfather was very good in interpreting dreams. So he went to his grandfather and he explained the dream to him. So his grandfather said, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to bless you with a lot of uloom, lot of knowledge, and you're going to become a great alim of deen. After some time, he saw a second dream. And in the second dream that he seen, he was on the roof of Kaaba Sharif. And from there were many, many rivers that were flowing. So at that time, he informed Hazrat Maulana Mamluk Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was his ustad, and from whom he benefited very greatly. So he explained this dream to him. So he told him that from you, knowledge is going to flow, and people all over, they're going to benefit from your knowledge. And today we can see that people throughout the world, they are benefiting from the knowledge of these seniors. Also, they had a lot of love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a lot of love for Sunnah, respect for Sunnah. In the time of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, it was a habit of the people that they used to wear green shoes. So many people brought for Hazrat green shoes as hadiah, but never did he wear it. He always took the green shoes and he gave it away as hadiah to other people. So then he explained, he said that it's not possible for me to wear these green shoes. Rozai Mubarak, day it is green. And he says that I'm going to put green shoes under my feet. So he says, not possible that I wear green shoes. In fact, he had so much of love for Medina Sharif, so much of respect. When he used to come to Medina Al Munawwara, then he used to walk without shoes in Medina Sharif. And in those days there were stones, sometimes he used to get injured, get cut also. But then too, his heart wouldn't allow him to wear shoes in Medina Al Munawwara. That is the respect here for Medina Sharif. One day one person came to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, was a normal person, no alim of deen or any senior person. Normal person, he came to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And he had a lot of love for ulama, a lot of respect for ulama as well. Maulana Salim Dorat Sahib, Town Barakatum in England, he has mentioned, he said that I've seen that those that respect ulama and have love for them, Allah Ta'ala grants the knowledge of deen in their family. And those that show disrespect to ulama, Allah save us all, that their families are deprived. And then he explained of one area in England. He says, mashallah, they got deen also in their life to a great extent. He said, but respect for ulama they don't have. So he says, in their family, in their progenies, we don't see anybody that has become an alim of deen. So this person, he had a lot of love for ulama. So he tells Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, Hazrat, one day I went to Deoband and I sat in the majlis of Maulana Qasim Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullahi. When the majlis came to an end, then Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullahi looked at me and he asked me, he said, where are you coming from? So I said, no, I'm coming from Thanabon. So he got very restless and he stood up. He said, the place where my sheikh is coming from, and I didn't stand up for you, I didn't show respect to you. So he had so much of love for the area where his sheikh had even come from. He also learned from a Hazrat of Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, that one day a person had come to him, a normal person also, and Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayhi respected him so much, fed him, took out his turban, gave him so much of hadaya, and then this person left. So the Khadim asked him, he said that, why? This was a normal person, so much of ikram of this person. So he said, didn't you hear where he's coming from? He is coming from Kashmir, Allama Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi. And that is my ustad. So because of the place also where they came from, this is the adab, the respect they had. Allah Ta'ala give us some of these qualities. There was one Pathan Sahib that used to come every Friday by Maulana Qasim Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi. And he used to take ghusl at the place of Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi at his home. And he used to bring his clothing. And then he used to put on his clothing and from there he used to go for Jumu'ah Salah. So there's a lot of love for one another. Hazrat Maulana also loved him very much and he also loved Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi very much. But the clothing that he was wearing was khilaf al-shariat. It was not in accordance to shariat. So Hazrat had to make islah of that person. Look at the foresight Allah Ta'ala gave them. They didn't just push their way, but he had a lot of hikmat how he made his islah. So he knew this was a Pathan Sahib. So his temperament also was a bit hard. He's not going to accept what I'm going to tell him. So after some time, then Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, see Pathan Sahib, next Friday when you come to take your ghusl, then I want you also to bring one set of clothing like what you wear. And both of us, we will wear the same clothing because we love each other so much. And both of us will go for Jumu'ah Salah. So this person started thinking that this clothing that I'm wearing, how can Hazrat Maulana wear this clothing? This is khilaf al-shariat. How can he wear that clothing? So then he told Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib, he said, Hazrat, let's do it this way. We have love for each other, you bring two sets of clothing. And the clothing that you have, I'll wear. And we'll both go for Jumu'ah Salah. So Maulana was happy, his work was done. So he brought the same set of clothing. And they both wore it. The day he wore that clothing, he made tawbah. Never went back to the old clothing ever again. So how they made Islam, how they corrected people. On one occasion, there was a Hindu that used to live very close to him. And in fact, this was a Baniya, he had a grocery shop. So the groceries for the Maulana used to come from the same shop. From his shop, the groceries used to come to his house. So this Hindu Baniya person, after some time, he passed away. When he passed away, then Maulana Qasim Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullah saw him in a dream. And he saw him in Jannah. So he said, how you got to Jannah? Lalaji, how did you get there? It was not permissible for you to be there. So he said that because of your sohbat and because of your company, the love of deen came into my heart. Even a kafir, he is not deprived when he gets the sohbat of the pious people. So he said, because of your sohbat, the love of deen came into my heart. And then he said, just before maut, before I passed away, everybody told me that say what Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says. Your ruh would leave with ease. The Hindus believe that when they are suffering at the time of maut, when they were in sakarat, if you recite kalima, then the ruh would leave with ease. So they said, say what he said, recite kalima, and your ruh would leave with ease. So he said, at that time, the malaika had not yet come. Because once the malaika come before a person, they witness the malaika, then a person, his iman will not be accepted. So he said, the malaika hadn't come yet at that stage. I recited kalima and I passed her. And this is how I entered into Jannah. We'll take one more incident of Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh that is mentioned in Tazkiratul Khalil, that on one occasion it was the Jalsa of Darulum Dioban. And how many people must have attended the Jalsa? So it was time of Asr Salah. So Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he came to the masjid and rough crowding also, and everybody wanted to make Musafaha with him. So everybody started making Musafaha with him. So he started walking to the front of the masjid. So Maulana Yaqub Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi, he commenced the Asr Salah. He said Allahu Akbar and he commenced the Salah. So by the time he reached to his place of Salah, already the Qiraat had started. But so to say, he already got the Takbir-e-Ula. Just Qiraat had started. So after he made Salam, then he sat down with a lot of regret. And people saw the regret on his face. And what was he saying? He's saying, for 22 years, I never missed the Takbir-e-Ula. Today is the first time I ever missed the Takbir-e-Ula after 22 years. When I mentioned this, then Maulana Yusuf Gundiwala Sahib, Dam Barakatum, he came and explained, he told me, he said that Qari Yunus Sahib, his uncle, his chacha, that was in Ispingo, he was Khalifa of Maulana Abraham al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He said from the age of 18 to the age of 92, he said in his whole life, he never missed Takbir-e-Ula also. Allah blessed him with that. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshaAllah.